This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Christmas is 2.5 weeks away, and that being said, a lot of you are going out of your way, like our friend Heather, to get the perfect Christmas card at all cost.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does not matter. It's a struggle right now with her entire family, and apparently she's, what, traumatizing her kids?
Yeah, that's what her husband says, but we'll get into it. Heather reached out to us on Facebook and shared that she is at odds with her husband, and she claims it's over her passion for Christmas. Here's what she wrote. She said, "Hey guys, I need your opinion on something because my husband is calling me an absolute monster. Over the weekend, I really needed to get our Christmas card together and get it shot and sent out because in typical me fashion, I'm running late."
Yep.
Classic. Yeah, Heather, those probably should have been sent out because by the time they get there, it's not even going to be Christmas anymore. And I wanted to get a shot with my family this year of me, my husband, my 6-year-old, and our dog with Santa. Now, I will admit that last year when we tried to take her to meet Santa, it didn't go well. She screamed and cried and was terrified of him. But to be honest, I'm the parent. I'm the one planning the Christmas card. And this is my vision. Nobody else is doing it. Nobody else cares. And this is what we're doing. My daughter has been up in arms ever since I said we were going back. And she keeps calling him that scary man. My husband and I got into a huge fight over it. And he says I'm traumatizing our child. I tried to explain to him that this is growth and all about her facing her fears, but he simply doesn't see it that way. I guess the question I'm asking is, am I a monster? Here I am, trying to be the best mom out there, making a beautiful Christmas card and memories with our family. And yeah, it'll be a funny story one day when she looks back and I tell her, "You were scared of Santa." This is not going to traumatize my child. It's going to make for beautiful memories and an amazing Christmas card. Am I in the wrong here? I would love to know what you and your listeners think.
Yeah.
That's from Heather.
You're probably in the wrong.
That's from Heather.
This reminds me of all those trends on Instagram where it's just flashbacks of kids meeting Santa for the first time from like the 80s and 90s. I don't know what was going on back then with those horrific Santa Claus costumes, but my God, kids were terrified. That's all I'm thinking about right now. Is it worth it to give your kid PTSD? Because you know, those people are going to put those Christmas cards on their fridge for a day or two, and then they're going in the trash. Nobody keeps them.
I know, but you do. My mom keeps a Christmas card every year of what we're doing as a family. And listen, I'm on the side of, I'm team mom. Like, she's the one planning it. She's the one organizing it. Nobody else is stepping up to do it. It's not like the husband's like, "Actually, no, this is the vision I want to do." He doesn't care. And listen, if you sat there and catered to your kids' every need and every fear, you would never get anything done. You wouldn't. I'm sorry. This person says,
"It really depends.
Heather is 100% in the wrong and she sounds crazy." Okay. Then I guess I sound crazy too, because I'm
well,
another.
That's given. That's, I mean, look, at the end of the day, this is my take on it. Nobody cares about Christmas cards. For you, it's
Heather does.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's very important
not
to Heather.
Nobody.
Sure. But it's just not, it's not worth it. It's just not. And let's say you get a really good photo of your kid just traumatized with Santa. And it's, she's crying, and that's the photo. Send that out. People much rather have that.
No,
as a Christmas
I mean, it will be. It
perfect,
will be.
The perfect family on the holidays. Nobody's buying it.
I don't even think that at this point she expects that stage shot.
I can't imagine she would.
She just wants it with Santa. I think she's honestly trying to make a tradition. You know what I mean?
So is it the... I miss this part. Is the whole? It's not the whole family in this Christmas.
Yeah, it's her. It's her husband. It's the daughter and the dog.
Okay, the whole family.
The dog's going to. This person says, "I think catering to your daughter's irrational fears is absolutely ridiculous. She will and will make her a blubbering mess someday as an adult. Also, you might not get the perfect Christmas card you're looking for." But it will be a funny one indeed.
You don't want the perfect Christmas card.
This is what the whole thing in like, okay, all right, let me preface one more time for that missed it. I'm not a parent. I'm not a mom. Yada, yada. But I know a mom. Multiple moms. I have a mom.
I know a mom.
Like, I mean, the whole gentle parenting thing, like, I'm sorry. It's not working. It's just making these kids soft.
Yeah, we know. We've had conversations.
So you sitting
on that.
There and being like, so how does Santa make you feel? Like, no, you're gonna go meet Santa and you might not like it, but next year it'll be a little more easier. And every year I take you, it's gonna be a little more easier. And then you're gonna get to be 10 years old and you're not gonna have to go anymore. Because you're gonna grow out of it.
I agree, but I'm just saying it sounds like this mom has tried this more than once, and it's clearly
she
not
she said that she
it's
tried
clearly
it.
Not working. So to do it over and over again.
It's called facing your fears, and just because you're fearful of something one time means you're never gonna do it again. If that was the case, I would have never eaten tacos again.
I threw up
one time eating tacos. I was like, I'll never eat them again. I had them yesterday. They were delicious.
I think you had a bad batch. What's your biggest fear?
Death. So we can't try that one.
We got to face it. Breeze, you got to face it.
Well, I mean, I did go skydiving that one time. But listen. I'm Team Heather. And anybody else, 585-252-9800, if you've been in this situation, let's take Santa out of it, okay?
Yeah, let's pretend there's no Santa Claus.
If there's something that you want to do as a parent or with your kid, and your kid's like, no, I'm scared. Okay, this is a perfect example. Going to Disney or going to an amusement park.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold that thought, because I feel like we're on the same wavelength here. I was just going to say, if you took your kid to Seabreeze and he refused to get on the Jackrabbit, would you force him to go on it anyways?
It's the same thing.
Is it?
Yes, I would. Because guess what? We made a lot of money to be here, Jimmy, and I'm not going to sit on the sidelines. I'm not doing it. No, I won't do it. I refuse.
Wait, guys. This is actually very interesting. Hit us up right now. I got to know. If you had a child that was just traumatized of any kind of like rides, like roller coaster, I don't know. What else is there? Would you force them to get on a roller coaster?
It's the same thing. And yes, I would. This person says, gentle parenting is a joke. And that's how you raise little a-holes. My nieces and nephews are gentle parented and they're awful kids. There, I said it. This person says, anyone who says it's a little more easier has no right. Anyone who says it's a little more easier has no right to be giving parenting advice. I don't know. This person says, I'm a licensed therapist. Heather, thank you for keeping the future of therapy alive and well for our children.
You're so welcome. Yeah, Heather, thank you so much.
Yeah.
This person, but, yeah, I would absolutely not force my kid to go on the Jackrabbit if he didn't want to.
Okay, listen, picture it. It's February of 2025. Your kid's 10 years old at Disney for the first time. They're terrified to go on the Rock and Roll roller coaster, but you paid 10 grand to go to Disney with your whole family. Oh, we're just going to sit this one out because Johnny's scared. Get out of my face.
Listen, you and I are very much both two people against gentle parenting. But in a situation like this, you realize there's a number of other things you can do at Disney and not having to force your kid on a roller
coaster. I don't care. If I paid 10 grand to be there, I'm doing every single thing.
10 grand is probably what it does cost.
That's the bare minimum. This person says, yes, my kid hates the vacuum cleaner, but I'm still going to vacuum around
him. Yeah,
what
are you going to do?
Get out of here.
I'm just saying.
You know what, Heather? Go snap that shot. Send us a card. Please.
Yeah,
I love it.
And listen, I'm telling you right now, the funniest Christmas cards I ever got from family members are the ones that were the most awful.
Yeah.
One kid sleeping in the background.
So make it a bit.
Dad's zipper is open. You know, send those.
Is it my dad?
Yeah, it's probably.
That's classic.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
And it wrapped up this weekend on Saturday, the final day for the Pirate Toy Fun Toy Drive. And listen, we've been a part of this for so long. Thursday, I went out to the Iceplex in Henrietta.
Yep.
And went out there. They were struggling a little bit this year, but Saturday marked the final day, like I said, of the 2024 Pirate Toy Fun Toy Drive. The event obviously was massive. It took place at Strong National Museum of Play. And the Pirate Toy Fun aims to aid and bring comfort to kids in the Rochester area and beyond during the holiday season. Like I said, it's over this year for the toy drive, but you can still give toys. This year, in the 9-day span, the drive collected more than 19,000 toys for local kids in need. Listen, their goal was 25,000.
It's pretty good.
So they fell short just a little bit. But that doesn't take away from the efforts that were put forward. This takes a village to put on. Otto, the director of the Pirate Toy Fund, got engaged during this time, which was amazing.
Yeah, I saw that on live TV.
Jason from Rochester Pest Pro, put on like this huge ice skating thing. It was a really awesome time. And there are so many kids here locally that are going to benefit from these toys, not just in the holiday season, but beyond. I think that's one of my favorite things about the Pirate Toy Fund. It's not just a holiday thing. They're going to benefit, you know, in March when a kid's in the back of a cop car in a dangerous situation being taken from with a toy and just a sense of comfort, which is really amazing. And they'll remember that for literally the rest of their life.
Yeah.
So it's really good stuff. And if you still want to donate, the online toy store is still open and they're still collecting toys. PirateToyFund.org. Go collect that. And yeah.
We love Otto. We've been working with him for so long. And huge congratulations on your engagement. We're all really, truly happy for you.
Yes.
Coming up on the show, love is in the air this morning. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm guessing. The question everyone's dying to know is what happened with intern Zach and intern Hannah's date this past Friday night? Does the love story continue? They came in the studio last week. They played the dating game. We feel the chemistry was there.
We do.
But coming up, we're going to get an update from our girl, Hannah, to see what actually happened and if there is potentially going to be a date number two. That's next on PXY. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And the question everyone is dying to know is what happened with intern Zach and Hannah this past Friday night? Does the love story continue? Time will tell, I guess. You guys played the dating game last week. And I don't know. It ended up going well. I thought the chemistry was there.
For sure.
Hannah?
Hi.
Can't get a hold of Zach. I don't know where he is.
Neither can I.
He's entered the witness protection program. He lives in another country with another family. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the dating game kind of slayed. You crushed.
Thank you. It was fun.
No, it's a lot of fun in the air. I wouldn't necessarily call it love, but there was fun in the air.
There was a lot of fun. Total chemistry. Anyways, we need all the details. We had a couple of people texting in on Friday that were very eager to figure out how things went.
So yeah, just break down what exactly happened, where you went, what you did, and then we'll get into all the details.
Yeah, I'll give you the full run through.
Sure.
We went to Nirvana.
Okay, right downtown. Great choice.
Great choice.
Activities.
Exactly. And we said it was going to be like a friend thing. Like I was like, I'll bring friends, you'll bring friends. It'll be.
Did he bring friends?
No.
Oh, he showed up alone.
He showed up alone.
Was he in a suit?
No, dressed very normal, very casual.
Okay.
Nice.
Because when he came in here to play the dating game, he was in a full suit. Piece suit.
Yes. Yeah.
He looked great.
He was sharp.
I brought two friends, so it was a date.
Girls?
Yes. My two girlfriends plus
It's
Zach.
Giving bachelor group date.
Low-key, yeah, and I felt bad. I was like, oh, man, I shouldn't have brought... Whatever. He didn't bring friends. It was fun.
But it was discussed that it was going to be a friend thing.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so he knew going into it. All right.
Yeah.
So, but he showed up alone. And so all of you met at Nerdvana?
At Nerdvana.
Okay.
Yes. And it was really nice. He asked a lot of good questions.
Did he That's write them down?
No, I don't think so. He was checking his hand.
What were some of the questions Zach asked?
Well, I don't remember now, but it was all like, what do you do for school? And like, how do you like he would
just
ask
getting
a question
to know
to
you.
Follow up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes men ask a question with no follow up, no actual interest. He was interested. That was very
They're
nice.
Asking just to ask. Just ask. So they can talk, a pipeline to get them to talk.
Exactly. And he was very good that way.
Okay, good.
One thing though.
Uh-oh.
One thing though was.
Wait, listen, full transparency here. We're looking for full honesty. Zach is not here to defend himself. We don't know why, but go ahead.
Holding back.
You can't hold back.
He accidentally may have done one of my biggest pet peeves.
Which is what?
So we went to Nerdvana. I don't really play a lot of video games, but I was there to learn. And so I was trying to figure out like the buttons on the controller for one of the games.
Yeah.
And he reached over and like touched my hand to like hit the button. On the controller, and I really don't like when men like,
touch you.
Let me show you how a controller works. I'm like, I can figure
the
man, it out.
So the mansplaining.
You felt like he was undermining you.
A little bit, and like I didn't ask for help. I was just trying to figure out, and he just kind of reached over and like touched my hand and was like, hey, "Here's how you do it." And he like, kept doing that.
Do you think maybe that was him trying to figure out an opening there, how to flirt with you?
And make a move.
That, yeah, that's
perhaps.
Okay, so
my friends are like. What's yeah.
I mean, I can think of worse things though, Hannah.
Oh,
you could do
bad. It's just a pet peeve of mine.
Got it. Okay.
So, but then he redeemed himself because he offered to drive us home, so we didn't have to take an Uber.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's lovely.
They're very lovely. He opened the door not only for me but for my friends.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That kind of outweighs the hand touching. Yeah.
He's a gentleman. I'll tell you that much.
For sure.
And did he wear cologne?
I don't know.
You can smell it, trust me.
I guess not then.
Okay.
I skipped it.
Okay.
But it was good. And then he dropped us off and we have not spoken since.
Really?
He hasn't reached out?
No.
Well,
you didn't reach out?
No.
I reached out.
No one's reaching.
It was fun.
Well, he reached out to me on Saturday and this is what he sent.
Oh, no.
Hi, good morning, Moose. Yeah, it was like 6 a.m. He's like, yesterday with Hannah was fun. I really enjoyed it. I said, that's great, buddy. What was the highlight? Well, we went to Nerdvana, which was a video game bar, and all of us played games and talked. I wish it could have just been the two of us, but it is what it is.
Aw, man.
That is kind of weird that you brought friends and he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's giving bachelor group day.
It was so strange. I felt so awkward about it.
I wish I was a fly on that wall. I really do. That's
you
great.
You know what? Okay, I'll give you the oldest trick in the book because I used to do this back in the dating game.
Yeah.
I was in college and I was still dabbling in men. So this was ages ago. And I was on a date with a guy.
Dabbling.
Yeah. I was on a date with a guy, but it was like an online thing and I didn't know them and I was like predatory, right. Obviously. So we decided to meet at Starbucks and I told my friends, I was like, why don't you come and like sit somewhere else?
Right.
So when he got there, he started like walking over towards my group of friends and I quickly stood up and I was like, oh no, like I'm right here. He's like, oh my God, I literally thought you brought your friends and I was going to say, that's really, really, really weird. And I was like, oh my God, I don't even know them. No, yeah, that was
just
great.
Friendly.
Yeah.
But
I wanted to make sure I didn't get murdered.
Right.
Years ago, I went on a date with a woman that showed up with one of her girlfriends and I said, when you're ready to be an adult and have a one-on-one date, then call me. And I left. I'm not sitting here with you and your friend.
I think there was a lack of communication because obviously it was said we're bringing friends. I think somebody, and I'll put that on Zach, I think Zach should have followed up and said, are we bringing friends? Like, should we not? Like, there should have been a little bit more communication.
Well, I sent a follow-up, like, right before. I should have done it earlier, but, like, we were getting ready to go, and I was like, oh, by the way, how many people are you bringing? And he was like, oh, I'm not bringing anybody.
Okay, so he knew then. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
No skin off your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Now, the question we want to know, though, is there going to be a date number two? If Zach reached out to you and said, hey, can we end up trying the one-on-one? Would you do it?
Man, I don't.
Hold on a second.
I'm so sorry. I would love a friend. I would love a friend.
What every guy wants to hear. I would love a friend. Are you putting Zach in the friend zone?
I would love to be his friend.
Hannah's
Hannah.
I am.
Hannah, are you putting Zach in the friend zone?
I am. I'm so sorry.
All right. Hey, Zach.
Thank God our internship ends in 2 weeks. That's all I have to say.
You'll never hear from me again.
I thought
she blocks us all on social media. She unclaps all of her posts that we've ever done with her.
Listen, I honestly thought this was going to go in another direction.
I didn't at all. I always knew it was going to go in this direction.
Oh, really? And that's okay. Zach's a great guy.
He is. And absolutely.
I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to continue to make this uncomfortable.
I think that in order for Zach to find someone, you have to be eliminated from the equation completely.
You're
why? There, I said it.
Why?
I think every time you try and help, it really is a dumpster fire, if I'm being completely honest. So.
Yeah, this poor kid's going through the ringer. You're just putting him through it.
I know. He's getting the perfect girl for you. Let's turn it into a bet. Yeah.
I got a job to do, okay?
98 PXY.